brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We have Aaron Weber from the Aaron Weber Group in here again. He's the namesake of the company, and he's one of our great sponsors here at Max Inc. Radio. Great sponsor of Live in the Lair, our live music segment. And so when I get here, here's Aaron. Here's the big question. Let's see the socks.
Let's see the socks.
We got different socks. We're betting on what it is.
We got one gray, two sock.
Classic gray.
One gray. Oh, and it's darker gray with an emblem.
Almost matching. That's the most.
The closest.
It's very close tonight.
Yeah.
But different brands. Distinctly different brands of socks.
Absolutely different brands. Different lengths, different material.
Yeah, one's shorter than the other.
I mean, it just makes you feel better about yourself. If that's messed up, everything else is going to go right.
I was guessing polka dots earlier on one of the socks. I was way off.
But do you think other realtors use this trick of different socks? Are you the only one?
I think I'm probably the only one because I'm the only one who is confident in it that I just don't care.
No one else in your agency
wears
different socks.
They're way too professional, I would say, for that situation.
Oh, well, tell us about your real estate brokerage, the Aaron Weber Group. I mean, how many agents do you guys have?
Well, I've got 8 agents that work with me now.
Yep.
Besides me. I mean, so 8 people do way better work than I do.
Wow.
So that's always good. Then I got support staff. I got 2 support staff that help me all the time. So realistically, without all of them, we wouldn't be here. So they're doing a great job. They're out there hustling every day. I'm out there hustling every day. But you call us at any time, we're ready to go.
How's that? How's the new partnership with Compass working out for you guys? It's almost like a marriage made in heaven, right?
It's awesome. I mean, it's the best thing I think we've ever done. We never knew what we're missing till we got there, and now we're just going places we didn't even know because we didn't have a compass to see.
Wow!
And look at that pun.
Prophetic.
For people that may not know, explain the compass and how that really, helps the home search.
Well, the compass really helps the home search because then you get directions to where you're going. It's like having a Garmin in your car, which you don't use Garmin anymore because that's old. So you're using Google Maps so you can find the place. Yeah, Siri, tell me how to get to this house. We don't know how to do anything without technology is what I'm looking at here. And what compass brought to us is the technology we needed to get in front of everything else that's out there.
Wow. That's incredible. What is the current climate around Dane County for buying and selling homes? You said it's been changing a little bit.
It's changed. I mean, in the last week or so, there's been a lot of things going on in the market in general. Mm-hmm. A lot of economic news, a lot of other news going on. It's kind of shifted the market slightly. Interest rates, in theory, should be starting to go down this fall. Now they're talking about many rate cuts instead of a few, which is great for home buyers. You're going to have lower interest rates. You're going to be able to afford more homes, which is now giving buyers leverage because some people don't want to go out in an uncertain economic environment right now.
Yeah. And it has been a huge seller's market for so long.
Huge sellers. I still think it's a huge seller's market no matter what's going on. So let's not get ahead of ourselves saying you can look at a house this week and it'll be there in 3 weeks from now. It's not happening.
Wow.
But you now have options. There's so many more options out there. There's so many more houses hitting the market. We're starting to hit that cycle of the season where there's the maximum amount of inventory is going to be on the market. So you have maximum choices, but there's also maximum amount of buyers out there. So,
yeah, there is.
So you have to partner with somebody that's going to get you into the house before everyone else. Know what you got to do to get the house and get it done.
That means writing a sweet offer, right?
Oh,
yeah. Doesn't have any bad things in it.
Exactly. It's usually about, you want to put a photo with the offer with a thumbs up on it, a nice space.
Really?
Be like, we got you. And you see what happens. I mean, try something that's outside the box.
That is a little bit outside of the box.
I mean, I've had realtors, write on my houses, send me a pair of socks. And they're like, here's a matching pair. I'm like, this is not going to work for me. So
they're obviously listening to the show.
They do listen. They know me.
Yeah.
Right. If I was thinking about buying a house for the first time here in Madison, how could I prepare myself before I give you a call?
No, the prepare yourself before you give me a call is you're going to want to stretch out your hands, grab your phone, and give me a call. Because I will take you through the entire process. You know, there's no, you don't need to mentally prepare. You don't need to like get all your banking stuff in order. Talk to me and I'll get you in touch with the right people to get you where you need to be.
Wow. That sounds so helpful.
And it's stress-free.
Stress-free. Did you hear that, Jimmy?
I heard that.
Now, you just bought a home. Did you get any stress? Did you have stress?
Tons of stress.
Tons of stress.
But I don't see a lot of gray hair, though.
It wasn't, well, I'm a good guy. Yeah. I live a good life, Aaron, you know? No, my experience, I wouldn't say, the stress was self-induced on myself, just looking for the right thing, you know, and of course, you know, lining up the financing, making sure the numbers all work out, you know, so there is a little bit of homework, but having a good realtor is key, and to help you along, especially, you know, looking for things that might be wrong with the house beforehand, or just steering you in the right direction. That's what I like about you, Aaron, is that you really have the ability to be able to steer people to get where they want to be, make that dream come true for them.
And I would say how we make the dream come true for you and everyone else is sometimes buyers will pick out houses they want to see. We go to them, they're not overly impressed. And then I finally will sit them down and say, hey, can I just pick out a few? I'm pretty sure I know what you're looking for. And they're like, well, I don't want to see that house. I'm like, let's go see it anyways.
Right.
We go see it and they're like, this house is amazing. This is what I love. I'm like,
you're welcome.
Thank you. Like, I'm sorry that I listened to you, understood you, and took you to the house you wanted to buy and got you the house you wanted. I'm sorry.
That is so true. I think that's true. And a lot of time people are out there looking on Zillow and different programs. And by the time they get back to you, the realtor, you're like, yeah, there's an offer accepted on that already.
Exactly. So that's why it's so critical to get in front of us so early in your process. So you know what's coming. We can tell you about things that are coming before they get here.
Right.
We have a crystal ball. It's really cool in our office. It's in the middle of the office. We touch it every day. It's kind of like the magic eight ball. It tells us every house is coming. We know everything.
Right.
So that's what we do.
That's key. That is actually one of the keys, I believe.
And if you don't have somebody working on your side that's ready to go out there on the ground, hitting the pavement, know what the beat is, everything that's going on, you're going to get left behind.
That's right.
I tell you what, buying a house, selling a house is one of the most challenging things you could do as an adult. It really is. And to have that friend, that ally, it really goes a long way. If people want to get a hold of you, obviously you can go to the website, movetomadison.com. The website's full of great information, useful tools. But what if they want to call you, Aaron?
If they want to call me, they could call me on my cell phone directly at 608-556-4179. Or they could call, you know, Max Inc. here and just, you know, ask for Aaron, have me patch through.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys could be my reception. It doesn't sound like a bad play.
Right. I could do that probably.
Yeah.
The Civic Media operator.
Exactly. Civic Media. We'd like to talk to Aaron. We hear he's great at real estate and Civic Media is going to say, hey, we deal with music. I'm like, we'll figure it out. We'll get this handled.
I was wondering why there was an AWG button on our phone.
There's a lot of things. There's a lot of random swag that you're going to have just shipped here. We got new merch coming out. So there's all sorts of fun stuff here.
Wow.
Aaron, thank you so much for coming in tonight. It's always a pleasure seeing you, talking to you. And thanks for your support of Max Inc. Radio and the Rocker Jamboree. You coming out?
Absolutely. We'll be there. We'll bring the team. We'll have some fun that night.
Oh, thank you so much for helping out with it.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
We're going to have details about the Rocker Jamboree coming up next hour. Or is it 9 o'clock hour? Actually, we'll have all the details. That's when Subatomic is stopping in.
That's right. Subatomic and Electromag.
Excellent. Let's do some Lake Street Dive. These guys are out of Minneapolis. I love this band. Check it out. Better Not Tell You. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.